At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
CBS Eye on the World with my colleague Gene Marks. I'm John Batchelor of the Washington Times. Gene writes for a number of distinguished publications about small business, The Guardian, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and now The Times. In this column regarding regulation, and regulation specifically that is fresh or is going to be enforced, the one that I'm keen on to learn about is the National Labor Relations Board and unions in your shop. Or unions quickly in your shop. What does it look like, Gene?
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the regulations that are coming down here. And by the way, I do want to be clear, John. You're like, I write for The Guardian, which, you know, is a little, you know, as I think most people would agree, is left of center. And The Washington Times, you know, is definitely right of center. I try to pride myself on being in the center. And so I don't want this to be like a political thing. It's just a fact of the matter is that the Biden administration is, you know, they're doing lots of great stuff, you know, which, but they're definitely an employee friendly, worker and labor friendly administration. I don't want to say that they're business unfriendly, but you're running a business right now in this environment is a lot more challenging because of the Biden administration's, you know, rules. And, you know, let's just be aware of all of this, guys, like some of the stuff happening. I mean, I know you mentioned the unions and NLRB, but let me please also mention just this past week, the Department of Labor came out, John, and with proposed rules to increase the amount of money that we have to pay in overtime wages to employees. Right now, if you've got certain employees that are salaried and not supervising anybody and other you know, definitions, and they're making more than about $35,000, you don't have to pay them overtime if they work over 40 hours. The Biden administration, the Department of Labor, wants to raise that to $55,000 a year. So, you know, you would have to pay these people overtime. Now, you know, listen, I mean, it hasn't been raised in a while and there's inflation as well. I mean, I get all that, but bottom line is that's a cost to a lot of businesses that are now going to have to pay overtime once this rule becomes effective to employees that weren't getting overtime before. And it's just a cost. I mean, whether or not you agree or not, it's just a cost. Same thing. The National Labor Relations Board has been very busy. You know, there's been a lot of regulations that have been passed and that supporting unionization, even micro unions at a lot of different smaller companies. They can organize faster now. You know, employers have to required to take a vote. The votes can be done with cards instead of a formal process. All of this makes it much, much easier to unionize, which gives more power to workers, which could be costly for an employer. And then there's worker classification rules are changing soon. A lot of small businesses, once these rules become effective, are going to have to take those 1099 contractors and classify them as employees. So there's taxes and employee benefits that have to be paid. So I'm just scratching the surface. There's other mandated vacation in states. There's a push to increase minimum wage in more than half the states that's going to be effective in 2024. There's the EEOC is very active, John, with discrimination and harassment. And now employees can file claims directly with the EEOC. You know, all OSHA that raised their fines over the past year, and now they've expanded the definition of people that are in violation of safety rules. I'm not saying these are bad things. You know, you could definitely argue that these are good for society and good for workers, but there's no question that they are going to be more costly for businesses around the country. And that's the environment that we're in. And if you're running a business or managing a business, you need to be aware of this stuff so you're prepared for these oncoming costs.
A positive development: Intuit is delivering a generative AI-powered financial assistant that can add and subtract. Do you recommend this, Gene? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I did. I do. I'm really glad you brought this up. I mean, Intuit makes like the world's most popular accounting software for small and mid-sized businesses called QuickBooks. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of it. Intuit announced, earlier this year, their AI strategy. I wrote a piece in Forbes saying, okay, it's really not addressing some of the real problems that customers are having yet, But just this past week, they, you know, they announced that they're coming out with this AI assistant. It's the first step in what will be many steps in AI, John. But it's encouraging to see, because what this AI assistant is going to do is it's going to start analyzing your expenses. It's going to start making recommendations. It's going to be alerting you when maybe your costs are too high or your revenues are too low or a customer is not falling behind what you expected that customer to do. And it'll also be giving you advice for using their software better and accounting for the cost better and reporting, getting better data from your system. So it's starting right now with this AI assistant. And I think, and Intuit has got they have a great reputation and they have a lot of customers using QuickBooks and a lot of customers who really need that help. And I really hope that if you're a small business owner and you're using QuickBooks, and by the way, their competitors are going to be, I'm sure, right along with them, but you have got to lean into this AI stuff. You've got to learn about it. You've got to talk to your software vendor and make sure that you're really leveraging it, because it will save you time and help you run your business better. Not maybe immediately, but definitely over the long term.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist, the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, the Philadelphia Inquirer, hometown newspaper, and other distinguished publications, including the Washington Times and The Hill. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.